Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're joined by Joseph Ferrari, a professor of psychology at DePaul University. How you doing, Professor?
Hi, great. It's Deacon Joe. You can call me that. I'm also a Catholic deacon in the Diocese of Joliet.
All
deacons
right.
are the married clergy
All
in the Catholic faith.
Deacon Joe, we'll call you that. I live alone, and I have in a corner of my home, and people come in and clean my house and leave a note every time saying, ignore my triangle of mess in the front. If I didn't live alone, chances are I wouldn't be there. This is stuff that I've been collecting and holding, and I got to go through for about a year now. And the logical part of me, the rational side, says, well, if you haven't looked at it in a year, chances are you could just sweep it into the garbage and throw it all away. But yet, I won't do that. Am I the anomaly here, or is that how most people are?
Well, let's begin at the beginning, please.
Okay.
And so let me do some shout-outs first, if I may.
Sure.
Most of my research on this topic, and we've been studying this for about 8 or 9 years, mm-hmm. is with a Dr. Catherine Roster. She's at the business school at the University of New Mexico. So you'll find readers, listeners, there's a lot of Roster and Ferrari and Roster articles.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we work with an organization, and I need to give a shout out to them, called the Institute for Challenging Disorganization. The Institute for Challenging Disorganization, ICD. These are the professional declutterers.
Mm-hmm.
So what information I share with you and most of our research has been done through looking at people who have clutter problems who are clients of these ICD experts. Now, the ICD decluttering experts will tell you clutter is not the problem. Notice their title. It's disorganization.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing a decluttering coach will get you to do is organize. And they have found that clutter is most often in the closet, in the kitchen, and books. Those are the three areas most people have most clutter, an overabundance of it. So what they would do is come in and say, all right, let's organize that closet. You see, you have 15 pairs of blue pants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have 8 spatulas. You know, so they would help you organize and go through efficiently. Now, what is clutter and what isn't clutter? Clutter is not the same as hoarding. Clutter is an over, well, the way Roster and I define it, is an overabundance of possessions. So there's a tipping point where you have just too much.
Mm-hmm.
And collectively, these possessions create a chaotic and disorderly living space. So it's not just that you have too much of this, all right? It also is chaotic and disorderly. When we measure, when we discuss clutter, we use the clutter quality of life scale. And that looks at clutter in 4 different dimensions. So going back to your question,
mm-hmm.
Tom, about, and good morning again, I jumped right in.
Yeah. No, I like that.
The problem is it, how does it impact the livability of your space? Those are several questions we ask participants to address. Does it cause distress or have emotional consequences. And we'll talk about, it may not only be negative, clutter can also have be positive effects on people, or emotions, positive emotions. Does it have an impact on the relationship with others? That's something that people don't often talk about, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Clutter isn't always up to me to discard. There may be other people that are involved, so I can't make that decision unilaterally just by myself. And then financial well-being. Does the clutter, does the items impact my finances? You know, studies have found, and thank you for talking about the storage units, because that's one thing I was going to say. The other is that Americans have on average over $7,000 of unused stuff in their home. $7,000. Think about that. All right, people are saying, I have no money, I can't afford it. Well, why did you buy all this stuff? Now, why do we buy all this stuff? Because there's things called home shopping networks. Make it so easy. You don't have to get off your couch. You can just sit there. In fact, with now with a remote, you can click, and we'll ship it to you tomorrow for free. We'll waive it. And if you act now, we'll take a payment off. Right? We have all these kinds of things. So you don't even have to leave your house to get the item. And, of course, you listen to the people selling it. If I don't have that thing, oh, my God, my life is useless. How did I ever live without it? You know, oh, geez. Oh, and then they got the testimonial of Sally Slowalker from over there, and she says it's great. And Gus Vinge and Ying Yang, they all say it's great. All right, so you know, we're pressured this way, and I don't want to be left out, and I don't want others to do this, so we buy these things. You know, we live as Gloria Gaynor used to sing, if you remember her, more and more and more. We have to have everything. Well, and what's happened is we've taken our wants, and we've made them needs. All right, things that we want to have, and we made them you have to have. You have to have air, water, and space. You don't have to have a new Game Boy. You don't have to have the latest iPhone. It would be nice to have. That's a want, but it's not a have to have. And this is where our country has lost that. So, long answer to your question. For example, there's no significant gender difference, we found. Sometimes you'll hear people say men or women have more clutter, and that's not true. That's urban myths. That's the things that people are saying. There's no significant gender difference. But I'll give you this start. When Roger and I did our first study, we had 1,600 people who identified as having clutter problems. And out of the 1,600 people, there were only 80 men. So I contacted these ICD experts and said, oh, is there a gender difference, as you know? They laughed. They said, no. And they're right. Our culture tells women you have clutter. And our culture doesn't tell men. For men, it's their toys. It's their stuff. It's my hobby, you know? It's kind of interesting. When it's mine, it's stuff. When we talk about somebody else, it's their, also begins with an S. Second letter is H, and I won't finish it on radio. But, you know, that's your you know? Isn't that interesting? Why isn't it their stuff as well, too? You know, so it's an interesting phenomenon, and psychologists have not really explored it. Most of the research has really been Roster and Ferrari.
So in advance of your coming on today, I was thinking last night about my own problem, about Americans with storage units, and I'm thinking, well, we can talk about how to declutter, but the first step is to stop buying things and stop bringing it into your house. That would be the first step, would it not, Deacon Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. But now your retailers, your merchandise, your corporations listening to this are going to be angry because now you're stopping, you know, business. Now, the question isn't that we have to have so much. All right. I mentioned earlier I'm a Catholic deacon. And for those with any Christian background will understand, Christ never told us to live like paupers. He said, just don't become attached to it. Abundance is not the problem as much as attachment to the abundance. You know, I have to have and I have to hold on to it. Do you really need 7 cars? Can you live in maybe 2 houses instead of 4? You know, do you have to have the latest? How much do we have to have? Gandhi once said, there's not enough for everyone's greed, but there is enough for everyone's need. And we seem to have forgotten that in this culture. It's all about what do I get, how much is for me, how do I get it, what I need, and what my family needs. The world ain't about me. The world is about we. We live in common unity. you know, community. It's all together. I can go on and on.
Somebody texted in. I want people to text in the Oakland Arm Jeweler Talking text line. Please don't text and drive, 504-260-1870. Somebody texted in that they made the mistake, they say jokingly, of contributing to an organization, and now they are besieged with junk mail and self-stick, whatever you call them, address labels, and they can't throw them away, and they have a storage container full of them, and they can't find themselves in it within themselves to throw it away, but they keep coming day by day. What's going on there? Why would they feel compelled?
I have the same thing, except that one thing is I do throw them away. You know what I do, listener? They often give you a card, or in my faith tradition, it'll come with a card. I throw the card away to keep the envelope. Never know. The labels, I got tons of those. I look at them. If it does, this is going to sound terrible. If it doesn't say deacon or doctor on it, I use them on the back of the envelopes as instead of scotch tape to seal something.
Okay.
You know, I didn't ask for it, and you can throw them away, and it's not sacrilegious. It's perfectly fine. You didn't ask for these items, so you don't have to keep these items.
But what is it psychologically that's going on? Why is it so hard for somebody to just throw it away?
Now, that's a whole nother issue. All right, let's talk about that. Why is it hard to declutter? Okay? And this is, I need a few minutes for this.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, all right? Let me take a break. Pick it up when we come back. We're talking to Deacon Joe about clutter and storage units. Somebody texted in and said he's got me. I'm a man. I have over 60 pair of shoes and 3 cars. Somebody else wants to know, when does clutter become hoarding? And we'll get on more about this with Deacon Joe when we come back, talking about just getting rid of the clutter, storage units, people paying $125 a month, $150 a month for a storage unit, stuff they never look at. And look, I don't have a storage unit, but I'm guilty. I got my triangle of mess in the front room. I haven't looked at it in a year. Why do I hang on to it? I don't know. We'll find out. We come back. WWO. Talking about clutter, and somebody texted in and said, the less I possess, the less it possesses me. Amen. Deacon Joseph Ferrari is with us. Deacon Joe, professor of psychology at DePaul University, who has studied this extensively. So, Deacon Joe, before we took the break, we were talking about why is it so hard to part with it, right, and get rid of it and throw it away?
Yeah, and I thought it was kind of funny. Or I don't know. They stopped counting after the fourth or fifth ad, all about buying stuff there.
Well,
but anyway, I know someone's got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
There's actually two things that came up. Right before the break, someone asked about hoarding versus clutter. So let me do that one first, and then we'll talk about why is it hard to declutter. Okay, hoarding is a psychiatric disease or illness or treatment. That's very different. If someone is listening and interested in hoarding, go read the work by Randy Frost from Smith College. He's sort of been the expert. And the way I view the difference is one is vertical and one is horizontal. What am I talking about? With hoarding, it's the same repeated item, toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. The person repeats buying the same things. So that's more vertical. With clutter, it's also horizontal. All right, it's breadth. I have lots of these items across. So they're similar, clearly, but they're different. Clutter is not considered a disorder, unfortunately. It's something that people don't treat. So you can talk to these ICD coaches, and for those just joining us, these are individuals who are professionally trained to help you declutter, and that would be one thing. So that was the first issue. The second issue you want to know is, why is it hard to get rid of it? Well, let's look at some of the items. First of all, it's emotionally stressful, one of the things we found. What does that mean? Well, picking up the item might pull from you either positive or negative items. So you pick the item up and you say, oh, geez, this was that time we had that horrible vacation and that fight. No, I'm not dealing with this. And you put it back down.
Mm-hmm.
Or you pick it up and you say, oh, this was that awesome vacation. I remember when this and that happened. Oh, I got to keep this. So it's hard so there's some emotional connection to the item. Second, and I hinted at this earlier, is there may be multiple users or multiple decision makers that are involved. In other words, it may not be up to you, listener, to get rid of the item. There may be somebody else in your home or house who needs you to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell the story about my wife and I have been married almost 40 years, and so this was when she was single, and I was helping her to move, and we still remember this vividly, okay? I was helping her move, and I picked up, I think it was a toothpick holder, it was a salt shaker, some crystal kind of thing that was like, oh, this is junk, and I was about to throw it away, and it caused a fight. Because in her eyes, this was very important to her. It was not my decision to get rid of it, not my place to get rid of it. So sometimes we want to get rid of some items, and it's really not up to us to do that. The last factor are the three what I call lacks, lack of time.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time, lack of resources, lack of ability. Now, what do I mean? Lack of time. One thing you'll hear, and I'm sure there are listeners here, saying, well, this is all great, but I just don't have the time. I'm so busy. I got this or that. Well, you have to remember, human beings, we're very good excuse makers. We always have a reason for why we do things. But lack of time tells me to another story. So during the start of COVID, Roster and I decided we were going to look at decluttering during COVID, because you would hear on the news all these people are going through their closets and they're going through their drawers and they're emptying things out. Well, is that really true? And we found there's three different types of declutterers, but we'll talk about that later maybe. So we contact the ICD experts, and we say to their leadership, is this true that is your client base increasing? Are more people now decluttering? They laugh. They go, no, human beings are excuse makers. If you remember, you know, they told us earlier, I didn't have the time. Now people have the time, and they're still not decluttering. Not saying there aren't people who decluttered during COVID, but it wasn't as widespread as the media. Lack of resources. People would like to say, I'd love to get rid of it, but I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to take it. My kids don't want it. I can't give it away to family. All right. To that, I always say, but there are so many outlets that you can give things to. First of all, your family doesn't want it. Okay. Leave a legacy. You know, as a clergyman, my point is, how are we improving the life on this earth? Well, leave the legacy. Maybe in your community, Somebody's house just burned down. Maybe there was a flood. Maybe there was some tornado that went through. And these people lost everything. So your kids don't want the fine china? Your kids don't want the silverware? Give it to a family who can use it. Leave a legacy. Pay it forward. Give it to somebody else. So don't tell me you can't get rid of it. There are ways. A family just moved in from another country, and they got nothing to begin their life with? Give them some of the clothes. They'd welcome it. All right, so lack of resources. And about those thrift shops, I'm in favor of them, but just be careful. Because my wife likes to go to them, and she comes home often angry. Why? Because she sees antique dealers in these places. Mm. They'll go in and they'll buy this thing for $2, $5, and then flip it on eBay or something else for $15, $20, $30, whatever. You know? So I'm just curious. I don't like people making money off other people's misery. I think that's kind of unfortunate. So, yeah, give it, but better you give it directly if you can. And then lack of...
Go ahead.
Can I get to lack of ability, or you want to...
No, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so people often say, because these are, I hope I'm answering people's common questions, you know, lack of time,
I'm sure you are.
Lack of resources. The other question you also get is, I just don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. I can't decide what to do. All right, for that one, my comment is, what the experts are saying, the declarant, is you don't start getting containers and throwing stuff away. That's not where you begin. You begin, I said it earlier, organize. Put things in order. And then, this is very fascinating. I have to answer this by, there was a famous Netflix series and famous quote that was around for a while. Touch it and keep it if it gives you joy. Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm. No, but okay.
Oh, well, that was from a Japanese person, and there was a whole series. And her point was, if you touch it and keep the item if it gives you joy. Well, when that first hit the press, I got a lot of calls from reporters, and they were saying, what do you think of this? And I said, well, touch it. Let me go comment on that, all right, because this ties into lack of ability. The practitioners, these experts, and the research shows don't touch it. If you touch something, you're more likely to keep it. Roster, my Catherine Roster, the colleague, is a consumer psychologist. So she studies what do people buy and what do they do, you know, that kind of information. And in her line of research, what they have found was that if you go to the store and you pick an item up, you're much more likely to buy it than if you just see it. That's why retailers pay more money to put things eye level for customers so they can see it and touch it. So the research says, don't touch it. And then the practitioners, these ICD people said, no, don't touch it. What you need to do is bring them, and I also say bring in a friend if you can't afford them, and have them hold up one of the pairs of blue pants that you have, or the several of the spatulas. Because if you touch it, you're more likely, there's something about that tactile sense, you're more likely to keep it. So touch it and keep it if it gives you joy. And the last thing on this line was I struggled with this word joy. And as a psychologist, joy is very different than happiness. Happiness is a mood. Moods change. They're much easier to shift. Emotions are deeper. You know, at Christmas time, we sing joy to the world. We don't sing happiness to the world. There's a reason, because it's something deeper. It's more to it. So to say touch it and keep your joy is interesting because a Japanese reporter calls me and says, Dr. Ferrari, what do you think about this? And I said, I struggle with joy. And he says, well, you know, in Japanese, the expression was actually happiness. But as he said, joy sells books. Listeners, you lack the ability, bring in someone else to help you. But there's a number of reasons why we don't declutter. Now, I need to stop here, and I'm sorry, and let some of your listeners ask questions.
Well, that's okay. Well, and let me get to some specific text here, and probably we'll fall right into what you're about to say. Somebody texted and said they have a closet full of DVDs and video cassettes. They've not looked at them in the last 5 years, but they can't bring themselves to throw it away.
Well, again, I'm not a clinical psychologist or something. I would ask, why? What is it about that you don't like? Libraries, shelters, there's a lot of places you can give it and pay it forward, so to speak, that others could probably use this items. They may not want them, but they may want them. I have the same thing. We had our cabinets that held all these things be fixed. had to be repaired, so we had to take everything out, and my wife put them all back in. And yeah, I'm keeping a lot of the DVDs. I even have the VHS tapes from when my kids were little, from movies and stuff. Nope, not getting rid of them. Why? Is it clutter? Well, no, it's organized, so I don't see it as clutter. They're in these nice holders that you used to be able to buy to put these things in. I still use CDs for music. Mm-hmm. They work great for me. I don't have a Bluetooth or whatever that's called that do all these kind of things. You know, technology is great, but we don't need to have all the technology. You don't need tickety-tock. You don't need Insta-spam. You know, we tell ourselves we have to have. No, it goes back to what I said before. Okay, so to answer that person's text, I would say, see if there's other ways to give it around. No one says you have to give it away. If it's not interfering with your life and you're okay with it, that's fine. If you want to give some away and not others, that's fine too.
This text says, my husband's been keeping every screw that he's ever purchased or had left over for the last 30 years, yeah. And I'm fed up with it, yet every time he needs one, he goes to the hardware store and buys it. Would it be okay to throw it away while he's not looking? Do you think he'd even notice?
Sometimes that's something you got to do. Sure, but I would have him organize it. Let's empower him and inform him, if you would. So let's have him go through those screws and sort them and put them there. And then he may see, well, then maybe I don't need to buy them. You know, and not when he's working on a project because he can't focus on it. Mm-hmm. That'll be his excuse. I'm sorry, I'm working on this now. The next time there's an in-between project, have him go through and organize it better. You too may be pleased with that. My wife and I have been doing house hunting, and I'm impressed with how some people have organized their workbenches. You know, they're selling their old homes and stuff like that. And I went, wow, that's really neat. Mm-hmm. So organize, absolutely. Don't have to necessarily throw it away, but sort and organize things out.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about procrastination, if we can, and its linkage to clutter. Joseph Ferrari, Deacon Joe, our guest, professor of psychology at DePaul University. Questions, comments, 504-260-1870. I think one day I'm just going to get a dumpster and just put it in front of the house, get rid of it all. 936, 24 till 10, traffic now, WWL. 943, 17 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Deacon Joe.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dr. Joseph Ferrari, professor of psychology at DePaul University. Before we get to procrastination, somebody texted in, R.E. Clutter, I'm hesitant to get rid of something that might be valuable, i.e. my grandmother's dinnerware. What to do? I really don't want to pay for an appraisal. Help. Thoughts, Deacon Joe?
Sure. Actually, and boy, there was a lot of ads in that one, too. I'm going to address that as the third point here. The first one was, you mentioned about getting a dumpster. No. Before the break, you mentioned, Tom, I'm just going to get a dumpster. I say no. Use the four-letter F word that everybody loves. Free. And put a sign up on the tables outside and say free. And put the stuff there. And see if people come and take it. If you're not going to do a garage sale, which is fine, rather than throw it away, give it away, is what I'm saying. Okay. Let someone else enjoy those DVDs, those other pairs of pants, the piles of screws, whatever. Second, you mentioned I heard you talk about feet pain. Yeah. Listeners need to remember that often these claims that you see in ads are based on clinical studies. A clinical study doesn't mean we did it in a lab with a hospital. Clinical is another word for a study of one person. It's called a case study. Yeah. So maybe for one person where the product worked, but maybe not for other people. Anyway, so about what do I do with the value?
I can tell you, I can attest that one worked for me, and it's worked for other people. So
yeah, but you had also mentioned you have all these other products.
Oh, I did. Yeah. And it didn't work. Didn't help. No.
Yeah, because they're based on cases of one or two people, and not on thousands of cases. And if they have thousands, then there's hundreds of thousands that it didn't work. So that's what people don't realize.
I got you. What about the dinnerware that the lady texted?
No, about the valuables. Yeah, I answered that earlier, and I'll say that one again, that the person missed it. Maybe your family can't use the china. Maybe it is valuable, but find a family who just lost everything in a tornado, in a flood, who've just moved to this country, and they don't have anything to begin with. And if you can't give it to family members who want it, and that's very common, then give it to someone else who can use it. There are people. Now, unless you're looking for money. I mean, I'm not looking about the money.
No, but what you said just now clicked. It like lit the light bulb over my head. Well, you can get the satisfaction of making somebody else's life better and declutter all at the same time.
Yes, and you're putting it to use where you feel, okay, so your kids don't want it, and kids don't want this these days. Or shop your house. One thing we do when the kids come to visit, we tell them they got to pick something up from their bedroom and bring it back to their house or something like that. Take something. Christmas time comes. You might want to buy something new and something related in your house that gently used that's related. So you give both pieces to people. I mean, there's clever ways you can slowly get rid of some things that you may want to do.
Somebody texted in. Let me get to this before we run out of time. I want to get to this text that came in, and it's about clutter and storage units. And they said, my wife has 3 storage units and won't get rid of any of the stuff in it. It's very expensive, but it's not really clutter because we don't see it. What's the difference?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I would simply say 3 of them. That's a lot of money you're selling, you're using. If it's valuable, as you said, the text person, I would say, how about, because that's going to cost you money. You mentioned earlier it's $125 a month for one unit. Well, now you're talking about, what's that?
$375.
Okay, is there something in one of those units that you could sell that would give you $375 worth of money to pay for those units? In other words, you sell something to give you the money to keep the others. And then next month, sell something to give to that. And maybe then eventually you'll get down to 2 units. So one way to do that, if you can't get rid of them all, is go through them and see what can I do that I can sell that'll give me the money that will pay for the other units. That would be one strategy I would use.
So let's talk about procrastination and where that plays a
role. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you during the break, but we didn't have a chance.
Okay.
That's a whole nother hour, Tom.
Okay.
You know, that I've been studying that topic since '89, and that's what I'm kind of known for. Because procrastination has got nothing to do with time management, nothing to do with being lazy, nothing but it's a whole nother substance. It's an avoidance strategy.
So you just don't want to do it? That's why sometimes people procrastinate?
No, there's fears. No, I can't give you a street corner two-minute answer on that one.
Okay, that's all right.
That's a whole other conversation.
So,
and I would be misleading people. Go ahead.
So the first step, if somebody wants to begin, they're listening to this, is like, you know what? This stuff possesses me. I don't possess it. I'm tired of dealing with it. The first step would be what?
Organize. What the coaches have found, what the professionals tell you is, don't go worrying about throwing it out. Organize it. Look to see how many of those you really have. Then once you go back and say, okay, do I really need this? Oh, I might fit in it someday. Or, oh, maybe someday it'll come back in style. Well, maybe it will come back in style, all right? But you and I know they're never going to make it exactly the same. That 1981 blouse isn't going to look the same in 2025. They're going to make it a little different. And so you put on the 1981 one, and people are going to say, aha, you got that old one on. Right? So if you are comfortable with that, then do that. But, you know, so no, it's not going to come back exactly the same. So, you know, you need to organize and see how much you have. Can you live with 3 spatulas instead of 8? 4 spatulas? Do you need 15 pairs of those pants? Would 7 be okay? 8 of those be okay? No one's saying get rid of everything. Someone says get rid of some of those. If it's sentimental, keep it, they will tell you. You just don't need a bunch of those. Maybe your kids did beautiful artwork as a kid. Yeah, keep one thing per age that you want to keep. No one says get rid of all their old pieces of art, but do you need all of them? You know, that's the point. You need to be more judicious and decide. And you do that by first organizing, putting things together, and seeing what do you have, what don't you have.
Somebody texted and said, do you ever use the standard of, will I ever look at this again?
Yeah, that's why people hold on to it, because you never know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll come back. Maybe I'll fit in it. Maybe I'll need it. Yes, absolutely. There's always hope. You know, human beings, again, turning back to my faith, we're people of hope. There's always maybe, could be, might happen. We always live that way. Well, maybe. I will tell you that no one's ever really studied the minimalist. Minimalist lives by the principle the opposite of that. Well, if I haven't used it in 6 months, a year, I get rid of it. You know, and I don't know any research on minimalists like that. But that would be fascinating. What triggers those people to say get rid of it, while these other people, you never know the hope. So do minimalists have less hope? I don't think so.
So when you say organize, it's as simple as just putting different things in different piles? Is that what you're saying?
Put them in piles that go together, they would tell you, and then sort them that way, and then see how many do I need? What do I need? But personally, I wouldn't have 3 storage units, especially if there's valuable stuff in there. I would see how would I use that to finance my units or finance whatever. You know, that tells me something if you can't get rid of things.
Are there cases of declutter remorse, or are people generally happy after they declutter?
Ah, interesting. More happy, but people will focus on the 1 time, 2 times when, oh, I got rid of that. I remember 8 years ago I got rid of that thing, and I really wish I had it now. Well, yeah, but look at the 7 years since when you've been happy that you get rid of. So, yeah, sometimes we get rid of things we shouldn't have, but that doesn't mean I have to keep everything, you know. If I have 100 things and 2 of them are bad, 2 apples are bad, I don't throw out all 100 apples. I get rid of the 2 apples that are bad.
Very interesting, Dave and Joe. Are there some resource websites or something people can go to find out more? Because we're out of time.
Yeah, I would go to ICD experts and talk to them. You can go to their website, the Institute for Challenging Disorganization, and they'll have decluttering coaches list. I don't get a commission or anything from them, but they're just professionals. They know what they're doing. They have people locally that they can look up and see. I'm sure in your area, in New Orleans area, there are many decluttering coaches.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Deacon Joe. We'll take a break, come back, find out what Dave Cohen's got for us today here on WWL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.